Good morning and welcome to Morning Manna. My name is Jason Smith. I'm the head football and track coach here at Lighthouse Christian Academy, and it's an honor to be able to share with you for just a few minutes this morning. Through this video, I want to just be able to share a little bit from sort of a coach's perspective about how we live our life and who we live our life for and what do we pattern it after. And I've got a saying that I've used for the last several years with teams in Florida and now here at Lighthouse is habits reflect the mission. And what does that really mean? But I think it's important for us to understand if we're on a mission, and especially as an athlete or for us as a Christian, as we'll talk about today, to know what the end goal is. And then as we look at that, what are our habits saying and doing to take us towards that mission? However, we can't just focus on that end mission. We can't just focus on winning a championship in football. In fact, a multiple-time national championship head coach from Alabama, Nick Saban, says, the more one emphasizes winning, the less they can actually focus on what causes success. So you might be saying, how in the world does a championship coach say that he's not focused on winning? But it's really not what he said. What he's saying is they are focused on the things that cause success. So if we parallel that to us in our Christian life, I really think what happens is so many times we accept Christ and we're celebrating and we're happy and it's awesome. And then we can get just tunnel vision going, hey, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. I'm good. And we think that's the win, but really it's not. In fact, we lose sight if we just think about heaven. And the saying's been out there that we become so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. But if we lose sight of the actual mission of what God has left us here for and our purpose, then we're not accomplishing things and we're not glorifying Him. And in fact, we're not going to attain success. So if we look at it through the lens of Christianity, the overarching goal and the end is, yes, we end up in heaven. But really, the mission is for us to become more like Christ. In fact, the word Christian has been said to mean little Christ. So the way we carry ourselves, we're supposed to love God more daily, to become more like Him, become more like Christ, and to give all of who we know that we are to all of who we know God is and let Him fill in the blanks. So as we do that, and the idea of all we give away is about that and becoming more like Him, then we're focusing on the things that will cause success, not for us, but the things that God has a purpose for us to do, into reaching other people, into becoming more and more like Him each and every day. And certainly it's not going to be a perfect walk. None of us are perfect. There was only one. So we're going to have those ups and downs in our walk with Christ. But if we stay focused on what the mission is and the things that cause success, we continue to be on the track for God's purpose. In fact, every time you walk in church here at Lighthouse, if you in the front hallway in front of the sanctuary, and I love that you have to look up to see it because it gives us the proper sense of focus, if you will. It says that our goal and our mission is very simple but profound. Love God, love people, reach the world. It's an awesome mission statement. And really, it's where the Ten Commandments start and what they're about. But do our habits reflect that? Do my habits reflect that? It's a collective thing. So every day, is something I'm doing moving me closer to that mission of A, loving God, loving people, or reaching the world? And what does that look like in my life, in my context? For each one of us, that could be a little bit different. God's given me opportunities through coaching football and track and other athletics to be able to reach kids and parents through that. For you, it might be in your workplace and how you reflect Christ and His love to a coworker that's struggling that day. So how do we continue to let our habits reflect the mission? And one of my favorite verses, a passage of mine, is from Romans 12, 1 and 2. And I'm going to read from two different versions. And I think it may help us sort of quantify what that mission looks like. It says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. That's from the New Living Translation. Then from the Message paraphrase, it really breaks it down, and I love simple. And there's a phrase called KISS. We'll just call it Keep It Simple Saints, and use it that way. But here's the message paraphrase. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well-adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings out the best in you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So as a coach, I like to break things down to help us implement our habits to get to the mission, to come up with a game plan every week. And we've got play sheets on a Friday night, and I script out certain things and expect certain outcomes. So I sort of broke down these verses a little bit. Number one, what these verses talk about from both versions, but especially the Message paraphrase. Take everything you do and honor God with it. It's not just a pastor or a Billy Graham and someone out in the public eye that can honor God and worship God with what they do. It's all of us. We all have gifts that God has given us. And if we take everything we do and honor God with it, and for our students, I told them, it's our academics, athletics, our arts, whatever we do there. For you, it's your family life at home, your kids playing Little League, your workplace, how you relate to those, maybe how you relate to your unsaved family members. If everything we do, even going out to eat, the way we treat servers, everything we do and honor God with it, it's one of those habits that helps us reflect His mission. Number two, and this is a huge one, especially nowadays for teenagers, don't copy the world, because that's not our example. That's not our goal. That's not who we're trying to become like. Our goal is to become like Christ. And if we follow the world, that's not going to happen. The verse in Romans in the Message paraphrase says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. It means we just blend in instead of standing out for Christ and for God. And because we are different, we're part of the world, but He has set us apart for His purpose. So let's not copy the world, but it's not it to be like the goal and to get likes and shares and everything else. We're judging our life based on somebody else's highlights if we're looking at their social media. So it's about an audience of one. When God transforms us and we follow Him, we become like Him, we do God-honoring things, awesome God things happen. And then once we take everything we do and honor God and not copy the world, we let God transform us, the third awesome things happens. It says, then you will get to know what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. It's not about our preferences, it's about His purpose. So if our mission is to truly become more like Christ, to love God, to love people, and to reach the world, which it is, then our habits should be what God wants and what honor God. So let's have our habits reflect the mission. So let's first take all of who we know we are, give it to all of who we know God is, and He will fill in the blanks for us. Then secondly, take everything we do, honor God with it. Let's not copy the world, but instead imitate Christ. And then we will know what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You can do it. I can do it. We all can do it. We can love God. We can love people and reach the world if our habits truly reflect His mission. Have a great week.